Zelensky has spoken with U.S. lawmakers before. What was different about today's address to Congress, you think?
Well, this one was public. He's previously spoken in private with lawmakers, but this speech was broadcast live to the American people. And I think that broader audience was who President Zelensky was appealing to. He was making the case to the American people about what's at stake for his country, but also for democratic rule in Europe. He spoke in Ukrainian, but at the end, he spoke in English and directly appealed to President Biden. He urged him to be a, quote, leader of peace. At one point, Zelensky played a video that had really graphic images showing the brutal impact of the war in Ukraine. One lawmaker I talked to said it moved many in the room to tears.
Well, what about his plea for more weapons and more sanctions? Did you get a sense that lawmakers were receptive to that?
Very receptive. Members of both parties says the U.S. needs to step it up. They want the U.S. to transfer more defensive weapons, more of the Stingers and Javelins, the anti-missile systems that have already been deployed. There's also bipartisan support in Congress for the U.S. to facilitate sending these Soviet-style MiG planes from Poland that Ukrainian pilots can use to do, as Zelensky said, to, quote, close the skies. Mm-hmm. The Biden administration has argued that doing that would be an escalation. But lawmakers up here say Ukraine needs those planes to tip the balance. Here's Colorado Democratic Congressman Jason Crow. He's an Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran.
I think we could provide more weapons and better weapons to help them fight and win. The bottom line is Ukrainians, if this is an equal playing field, we'll win. But it's not an equal playing field.
Okay, more weapons, Deirdre, but what about a no-fly zone? Like, most members of Congress have opposed that, right? Did this speech change any minds?
Not on that issue. The majority, as you say, agree with the administration's position that a no-fly zone risks drawing the U.S. into a broader conflict. Some have started talking about what they're calling a humanitarian no-fly zone, but it's unclear how that would work.